Well, no, at one time, you know, all kitchens were detached. In fact, the really old houses, they were out in the yard. No connection at all. No wall, no cover. I've always heard people tell me, I never lived where there was one like that, but I've heard people, they'd say that the cook would have to come back and forth bringing hot biscuits with an umbrella over them. But our kitchen was out. This back porch that you see across here had a porch that, just like it runs east and west, the porch ran north and south, and it was, of course, attached to this roof and then attached to the kitchen. And it made it was an open porch, but with a roof. And, well, I think you could get pretty wet getting across there with hot biscuits, but that's the way it was. And, people used to think that, well, I think these old houses, I've seen a lot of old houses that were frame houses, but they had a brick kitchen, because I think that was for fire protection and all, thought that was safer. And I think that people thought that, you know, that would make the house hotter if it was close and in the summertime, and then they didn't want to smell different things cooking and all. And so I think that was why it was. But later on, this kitchen was rolled over and made into a storage room. And then a room that had been a bedroom, which was way out over in that direction, was made into the kitchen.
I see. Do you remember that other kitchen?
Yes, I remember the other one. Uh-huh.
And did you have anything beside the kitchen to store dishes?
Well, there was no breakfast room. There was a pantry, you know. There was a storeroom like you would have groceries in, and canned goods and sugar and flour and everything. And then there was these naturally would be small rooms, greatly bigger than a closet, but like a small room. And the other one would be where you would have a china cabinet, a china press, as people called it.
Is that right?
Yes, china press, which would be maybe not as nice as a cabinet, more of a, you know, not of a cabinet wood, maybe of a, more apt to be a, like poplar or something like that. Usually, somebody might happen to have one that was a walnut one or something, but as a rule, they were not quite as.
Did you ever keep dishes in the sideboard rather than the china press?
No.
Is there a difference between?
No. I don't think anybody would ever, unless maybe a few company things that you'd put there for not to be used very often, but there was always the silver stayed in the drawers, and then there was a door that you opened where you'd put maybe like a ketchup bottle, a Worcester sauce bottle or something like that. I think there's some things like that there, but it wasn't a place that you'd keep dishes or glass. It really wouldn't have enough room, partly, for that.
So the pantry was really where you kept all the dishes?
Yes.
Uh-huh. The storage room.